This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine will not seek re-election this November, ending a 33-year career in politics.
In a statement released yesterday, Snowe stated her reasons, including partisan gridlock and what she called my way or the highway ideologies that have become pervasive in campaigns and in our governing institutions. Snowe is a moderate Republican and was considered one of the GOP's safer incumbents. Joining us now from Maine's capital, Augusta, is A.J. Higgins, State House reporter for the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. A.J., welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Meghna.
So was anyone up there in Maine expecting this announcement? It certainly caught the rest of the nation off guard.
Yeah, we were totally stunned here in Maine. I work in the State House Press Center here at the State House, and you could literally hear a shout go out from all of the press offices in the building here when this news release came across our screens at around 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon from Olympia Snowe. No one saw this coming, not even some of the highest ranking members of the state Republican Party here in Maine.
Well, she spent 33 years in Congress, 16 of those in the House. What else did she say about why she's leaving now, just months prior to what might have been her reelection in November?
True. You know, it's not exactly without precedent for some of our Maine senators to do that. If you go back to 1994, I believe it was, that was when Senator George Mitchell stepped down. Mm-hmm. I believe he stepped down either late February or early March as well. And the immediate reaction here among some Republicans that I spoke with was, gee, how could she do this? It's such short notice. We have 15 days to be qualified with 2,000 signatures for the Senate seat. But in reality, what she did was set a timetable that automatically favors the strongest candidates who are potentially out there. So perhaps she really did our party a favor.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder, because in her statement she says she has a Spartan ancestry that makes her a fighter at heart, but it seemed like she didn't want to continue fighting partisanship in Washington. I mean, she's got this amazing record of bipartisanship, a Republican who stood firm against health care, but also voted across the aisle on major issues like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and federal stimulus bills. So how do her constituents in Maine feel about her sudden departure?
You know, you need to remember, Meghna, that here in Maine, and it is probably is true in Massachusetts, the largest segment of our voters are unenrolled. They mm-hmm. are some otherwise known as independents. And Olympia, I think, appealed very much to that segment of the voters. And that's why she was as successful as long as she was. There have been I think growing calls of dissatisfaction from the so-called Tea Party crowd, that's the Republican Party here in Maine. They were unhappy that she opposed drilling, for instance, in the Alaska Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and backed other Democratic proposals such as adding prescription drug benefits to Medicare, raising the minimum wage. But Olympia has always been a senator and a congresswoman who has tried to find the middle ground wherever possible, tried to seek consensus, and in the process really claim a high-profile spot for Maine and sometimes becoming a key swing vote.
Well, A.J., I wonder, it seems to me this is yet another nail in the coffin for, this long history of New England moderate Republicans. I mean, do Mainers feel that by departing Washington, I should say, Senator Snowe is just making that partisanship problem worse?
Well, you know, that certainly, I think, is not just the perception here in Maine among many Republicans, but also in the Beltway as well. These complaints of polarizing politics that Olympia referred to, are very real. And it's sort of has become a no-win situation for people such as herself who try to find that middle ground.
Well, and lastly, AJ, I wonder, so it seems like the parties are scrambling to find candidates now. Do you have any names or possibilities of people who might throw their hats into the ring?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I mean, we have a very interesting thing happening on the Democratic side right at this moment. In fact, it just only moments ago became official. first district. Here in Maine, we have two congressional districts, that's sort of a northern district and a southern district. And in the southern district, Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, has indicated that she will take out papers and will circulate for signatures to become a primary candidate, as has sitting 2nd District Congressman Mike Mishu of Millinocket, and he is also planning to enter the fray. And we just found out that former Democratic Governor John Baldacci has also signaled his interest in seeking this seat. So it's the Democrats sort of do this at their peril in the event that neither one of the congressional district office holders are successful. They could wind up losing both of those seats.
Oh, and not winning the Senate, maybe?
That's also possible. We have a strong independent candidate here who ran in the last gubernatorial cycle. His name is Elliot Cutler. He's weighing getting in on the race. And remember that here in Maine, independents have until June 1st to get their signatures. So we don't know what sort of an impact he would have on splitting the Democratic vote and perhaps opening the door for a strong Republican candidate.
A.J. Higgins is the State House reporter for the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, talking to us about the announcement of the retirement of Senator Olympia Snowe. A.J., thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.